spirituality. But everybody needs different things. So you can have two people in the same family. Like, so for example, my brother and I, we have the exact same parents, but my brother is male and I'm female. So just our gender difference brings in differences in our energy needs, in our food content needs. Like, he needs more calories than I do. And even if he wasn't as tall as he is, because he's humongously tall, he's like 6'6". If he and I were the same height, he would still have a different calorie content need than I do, because we're a different gender. And then you get into metabolism, like we talked about my mom. My mother has a much higher metabolism than I do. So if she and I, even to this day, and she's like 30 years older than me, if she and I sat down to a meal, she could probably put away more food than me and not store as much fat as my body would store, just because the metabolic makeup of our bodies is different. So even though she's my mother, we burn food in different ways. So I burn food slower than she does. So, you know, if I don't exercise, I will gain weight. My mother cannot exercise and take some time to gain weight. You know what I mean? Like, it really depends on who the individual is and how their body processes work. And there is not like one way of eating that's healthy. There isn't like everybody should have this many grams of this and this many grams of that. It's going to depend on your individual body type and what exactly you need. So you have to pay attention to what works for you. So you can't just say, well, my mom and my dad always ate this way, because you'll eat the same way and look up and go, that doesn't work for me. Like in my own family, my two daughters, who most of you have met, except Ja hasn't met my children, they're different. Like Abana, she can't eat dairy food. She eats dairy food, she gets really sick. Mina, same mom and dad, could eat ice cream, cheese, and milk all day. It will have no effect on her. Amina can't take a whole lot of meat. Like, she gets really sick if she eats a lot of meat. Her body can't tolerate red meat. At school, they told her it was some turkey in the food that they gave her, but it was beef, and she was sick all day because her body can't process beef. If you accidentally give Abana beef, she'll never know. She can't, her body doesn't differentiate between the two of them. So she can process things that her sister can't. So Amina eats mostly vegetables, not because I've told her she needs to be vegetarian, but that is just simply what she eats and processes, and it does not upset her body at all. Abana, you could pretty much give her anything but milk, and she's not going to get a stomach ache. She'll be just fine. You know, so your body will tell you based on how you react to food, what's good for you and what's not. So there are times where I could eat certain meats and I'm just fine. But if I ate them right now, I'd be sick as a dog. And that's my body telling me those times when I can eat them, there's something in that food that my body is missing nutrition-wise that I need. So before I get way off topic, any other questions?
Yes, I have like tons of questions now. Okay. So first, I want to say I'm going to start making a food journal so I can write down all these. I can do a test of myself and see which foods are good and not good and stuff for me. And then also, I want to know the different signs there are for, like, maybe some nutrients that I'm missing. Anything like calcium and all those different types of stuff that's in your body. And how my body tells me that I'm missing those things.
Sounds like a good idea. And as we go through, we're going to get into like more specifically like what nutrients your body needs for what certain organ systems and functionings and things of that nature. Anybody else got any other questions or thoughts before we move on?
No.
Alrighty then. Okay, so I want to give you some information about the carbs, proteins, and fats from a different perspective, from a more biochemical perspective. So I'm going to show you another short video segment. And I said I was going to do this last time, but I didn't as much because watching it, there weren't as many things that I wanted to make sure that you were getting. But this time I'm going to pause occasionally and ask you questions about things that were just discussed in the video. So just make sure you're with me. And this dude can often talk fast. So if after watching this and you feel like, you know what, you need to watch it again, I'll put the link in the text chat just so that you have it. Hold on.
Your mic is muted.
Sorry. Just so that you're clear, lipids are fats. So that's carbohydrates, fats, proteins, and nucleic acids. Ja, you there, bro? Why did he say that we can't avoid carbohydrates? You other two, any either of you catch why he said we can't avoid carbohydrates?
Okay, he said that we can avoid carbohydrates because they're the main source of energy.
Right. So basically, all things that we need energy for, all biological processes, they use carbohydrates for energy. All right. Now he's going to get into what carbohydrates are made out of. I just wanted to make sure everybody caught that. He said that plants store glucose in the form of starch. So when we talk about starch, that's the way that we're getting glucose from plants. And we'll talk about that a little bit at the end, because I know you're like, what? Starch is made out of sugar, huh? We'll talk about that. Indai, did you hear how long it lasts in our body? So how long did he say that it takes for our body to use up its glycogen?
He said it takes a day.
Okay, remember that, because I'm going to bring that up later. There's an important piece of information to the fact that your body can use all its glycogen stores in one day. I just wanted to pause really quickly and make a connection to when you guys had that day where we looked over the periodic table and how things connect. So if you remember, when we were looking at the melanin molecule, we talked about how carbons, they've got four electrons on the outside and they can connect to four things. And we kind of walked around that melanin molecule and counted and saw that every carbon was connected to four things, whether it was, you know, two bonds and then two hydrogens. It's always connected to four things. So that's what he was saying. Carbons can have four things. And if you have a chain of carbons and it's only connected to each other in hydrogens, that's saturated, meaning it's completely saturated with hydrogens. Unsaturated means that some of the carbons might have double bonds to each other. So it's only one hydrogen on it versus two, and that's unsaturated, meaning it's not completely full of hydrogens. So I just wanted to make a quick connection between what he was saying and what we talked about last month. And we're going to get back into that, kind of refresh your memory on how things elements connect to each other. But this is why we talked about that then, so that these kind of conversations, you have something to go back to. Okay, I'll be quiet now. So I'm guessing, before I even talk about what I want to talk about, that you guys have things that were interesting to you, questions, blah, blah, blah. So I'm going to start with you, and then I'll go back to what I want to talk about. Okay, so I'm not going to just, you know, individually call on people. I want you just to, on your own, what things did you find interesting? What questions do you have now that you've watched that? Because a lot of what's happening in the next week or two, the video we just watched is the foundation of that. So I'm going to get into not just what he talked about, but also those vitamins and minerals that we need, how they play a part in what he just talked about. I will be amazed if you guys have no questions or comments. It's cool if you don't, but I'll give you a second. And also know that this is kind of an introduction to what we're doing in this next unit. So we're going to spend a lot of time in class learning about these things. And you guys are going to spend some time doing a little of your own research, because as you can tell, I love that. I love you guys researching your own stuff and learning things that way. But yes, I would suggest rewatching it. I like his Crash Course videos, because they're very comprehensive, and he tries to explain things in a very common type of language, but he talks really fast. So sometimes you have to like pause it and go back and kind of reprocess it. Because even after all the comments he's gotten, and his brother does these like history-based ones. He does science-based Crash Course. His brother does these history ones. He just talks hell of a fast. Okay. And Zaire Shukbola, anything from you guys? I see you shaking your head, so nothing from Shukbola. You good, Ndaye?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I still got 20 minutes. So what I want you to do right now is I want you to look back at the foods that you ate over the past couple of days, and I want you to separate them in terms of how you think they fit into those three categories of carbohydrates, proteins, and fats. So, of course, it's not cut and dry. You know, there might be some things that you're like, I think they fit under both. So do that. So like if you feel like one of the foods is a carb and a protein, or has a high amount of protein and fat, like put it under both. But I want you to just take a second and categorize the foods you've eaten in the past couple of days. So
what about burritos?
If something like a burrito, I would prefer for you to look at the ingredients. So rather than just categorizing the burrito, categorize the tortilla, the beans, the rice, whatever else was in it.
Okay.
And again, input from you guys is important for me. And as I mentioned at the beginning of class, I really struggle with knowing what the best format is for me to request work from you. So I want to see, like, in writing how you separated them. So let me know if tossing it in the text chat, just writing carbohydrates and listing them, fats and listing them, will work best, or if you think another format would be more effective. Because you guys live in this world online a little more than I do, and I think you guys are more experts in what's effective than I am. So what do you think is the best way of having you guys share this with me?
Just telling you?
Okay, I hear that. It will be hard for me to keep track of, though.
Do you want to put it on the wiki?
if you think that that is simpler or easier or the best way for you guys to do it, then yeah.
We could put it on the, we could put it, make a chart and then put it on our wiki pages.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to really quickly make a chart in the class wiki page, and then you can just add yours to it.
Okay.
All right. So kind of, you know, start categorizing, and I'll tell you as soon as it's available. It'll only take me a second.
It's carbohydrates, proteins, and...
lipids.
Lipids, otherwise known as fats.
Ooh, does water have a category since it basically has no pH level?
Water does not fit into any of those three.
I know you do.
Alright, so Eshibola, I'm going to cut and paste that into the table I made real quick.
Okay.
What's a cookie?
What's what?
A cookie.
Mostly carbs.
Really? I would have said fats.
Because cookies are made of mostly flour, which is a carbohydrate, and then it's got a large flour and sugar content. And sugar is what carbohydrates are made out of. So carbohydrates break down into sugar.
Cool. Ha! I wish I would have known this when I was a kid. That way I could be like, sugar's not bad for you.
Okay, I really laughed out loud on that one. Yeah, no.
I wish though.
Because anything in excess is bad for you. Even like excess protein is bad for you.
Okay.
All right, so Eshigbola, the stuff that you gave me is added into that table. And then everybody else, as you finish, add your info into the table. And if you've typed it on something, just straight cut and paste it into the table with the link that I gave you. Say what? Yeah. So I put in the link to that video that we just watched so that you guys can watch it again if you needed or wanted to. Yeah, and it's 12:11. You know, sometimes this class goes super slow, and then sometimes it flies by, and today it flew by for me. So I just need – I have Eshu Bola stuff. I need you, Ja, and Ndaye to add your separations of your list into the table. And then the next class period, we're going to look at the other things that your body needs other than the carbohydrates, lipids, and proteins. And then from there, we're going to start to break things down on a more specific level to, like, why your body needs carbohydrates and what they use them for, why your body needs iron, what it uses it for, and potassium, and selenium, and those other things, okay? So you guys don't have any homework this weekend. So just, if you haven't done so already, Ja and Dae and Ali, add your foods to that table that I gave you the link to. Any questions, concerns, or comments?
I have none.
Yes, ma'am.
When you try to, like, put something inside of the table by, like, copy and paste, it's not, it's like saying edit table, stuff like that.
All right, hold on, let me see. Give me 1 second. So you copied what you had and you're at the table?
Yeah.
And your mouse is where you want it to be?
Mm-hmm.
And do you paste by going to edit paste, or do you do like control V?
Edit paste.
Okay, so try this. Click where you want it to go and press control V and see if that does it.
Okay.
Did it work?
Yeah.
Yay! Okay. So you good, Ja? When Ndaye is done adding her stuff, you can add yours. I said, are you going to be good adding your stuff into the table when Ndaye is done? All right, cool. So there's a kind of an exit pass routine that I wanted to incorporate, but I have time to start it today, so we'll start it next time. There's going to be some things that I want you to respond to at the end of every class to give me a better sense of what you're getting and what you need so that I can plan more specifically to your needs for the next class period. All right. So let's jump into appreciations. And then, Ali, I know you have to type. So just in the general Black Body Chemistry section, go ahead and type your appreciation. And then, Ndaye, can you start us off, please?
I appreciate going into this new segment in Black Body Biochemistry class.
Me too. Ja, what are you thankful for, sir? Ashe, Eshu Bola, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for being able to see everybody's face today. And also watching that video and hearing those jokes that he tries to say. They're kind of funny.
True that, true that. And then while I'm giving my thank you, Ali, type yours in, please, in the classroom text chat. So yeah, I'm thankful for, I probably have said this a million times and I'm gonna keep saying it, being able to teach in this format, because this has been, like, this is what I really want to teach. Like, my love of chemistry came from an understanding of the chemical biological processes and like the foods and herbs that we take in and what actually happens chemically with them. So this is the first time that I've actually been able to teach chemistry, like the essence of what I love about chemistry. So I so appreciate this format for allowing me to do that. Yeah. All right. So I almost said tomorrow. So Tuesday, we're going to go start to get into this a little more in depth. And I want you guys to enjoy your weekend now that all those presentations are over. Actually, how did it go? I ended up having an appointment Tuesday night, so I couldn't sit in. How did those presentations go?
Pretty good.
Pretty good? All right. Go ahead.
For your class, I didn't really get to present because my computer internet was messing up. Tuesday. Oh, good. It was good. It dragged on a little, but it was good.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I felt like I talked too much last Thursday. Like, I looked up and I was like, dang, almost an hour has passed. Next time I'm gonna try to be real concise with what I say. Cool beans. So you guys have a good weekend. Try to do something that you enjoy and relax. And I will see you guys next Tuesday.
Aight. Peace.
Peace. And then Allie, I have a pretty busy day today, Allie, but at some point I'm going to call and check in with you and your mom and see what needs to happen to catch you up and all that good stuff, okay? All right, you guys have a great day.
Hey, wake up.